Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me if you could tell a friend to tell a friend, or continue to tell a friend, because the podcast is growing every day, and it's all because of you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, continue, and I would love to be friends with you. I'd love to be friends. Follow me on social media. All my handles are in the description, in the comments, wherever it could be. If you're looking for them, you're going to find them. You're not going to find them if you don't look for them, but I believe that you can find them if you want to. And if you want to, love your friends, slide in my DMs, let me know your thoughts, your feelings, your questions. If you have any ideas for an episode, if you just want to chop it up, hit me up. I love feedback, negative or positive, hit me up. I'll get right back to you. And we'll kind of go from there. I am all jazzed up right now, and it is not because of the half a pot of coffee I've drank this morning. That might help a little bit, but over the last few days, I've been chatting with my buddy, Mike Antonellis. He does a podcast, Behind the Mic. He was on episode 13, I think, early on. A phenomenal person, phenomenal human being. He's got me re-energized, refocused, and I'm just ready to kill it. And go follow him, too, if you want a great podcast. Listen to Behind the Mic. He does some great interviews. He just has a great outlook on life, very positive, very, very, very good person. So I'm re-energized, but you know, also, I just, you know, things are clicking. I'm in a better, but it's just, things are moving forward, and I'm getting behind it, and something just happened, and I said, I almost made a podcast on Thursday. I dropped the podcast on Thursday, and I almost made another podcast on that day, and I said, I can't double up and drop two in a day, so I pushed it back to Monday, and I just got off a phone call. It's 10:20 here on Monday. I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and I just got off a sales call, and I'm all jazzed up, and I'm like, I gotta make a podcast. I gotta talk about this, because there's sometimes, in my belief, if you listen to more than one episode of this, it's mindset. It's some little things that we need to tweak and do that make us from good to great. And I'm not saying that I'm a great salesperson, but what I'm saying is that there's the little tweaks that we can make. Sometimes it's the words we say. Sometimes it's the, you know, the things that we do. It's the little things that, you know, I'm a quote waiting, you know, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. Yeah, I said that. That's a bullshit line, but it's true. And what I want to talk about today for this quick little podcast, because I'm all jazzed up, is ask. You gotta ask. You gotta ask for the sale. You gotta present them with an idea, with an opportunity for them to buy, for them to start a partnership. They need to see it. And they don't see the opportunity if we don't ask about it, if we don't present it to them. That's what just happened to me. I had no idea this person would be interested in this, you know, they would be interested in this element, but they were. Also, the unicorn happened. The first time I talked to the guy on the phone, he's like, yeah, let's move forward. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, okay. It took me off my rocker, because I usually don't, that usually doesn't happen. You don't have a one call close. It doesn't happen. So I was kind of flustered. I was like, okay, great. We talked about something else. Like, I'll send you the agreement. It's in this box. But the thing is you got to ask. So the story of this is why I'm so jazzed up about it is that we do this small little package here. It's community night. It's $500. It's very, very easy. But what I love about this package is that it opens the door, that you can build something to it. You can add on to it. It can open the door to get a response, and then you can move forward. So I reached out to this company. I sent the CEO a message. He wrote back after my first message and was like, hey, we're interested. This sounds great. Awesome. Pumped up about it. Send him a follow-up email, no response. Another follow-up email, no response. I'm in my third follow-up email. I think it was the third one. And then this new opportunity dropped. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should send this to him. It kind of fits. It's kind of out there, but I got to ask for it. I got to ask about it. Because what's he going to say? No. He's not responding to me anyway. So maybe he's not interested in my community night anymore. Maybe that he rethought it. So what do I have to lose? I don't have to lose anything. So I just wrote him this email, sent it out to him, said, hey, what about this? Then did a follow-up, no response. Another follow-up, no response. Friday, get a call. I'm working from home. We had a storm. I get a call, so I look at my email, I got a voicemail, and it's someone else from the company. And they go, oh, hey, this just passed along, we're interested. Wait, what? You're interested? Now, I'm not saying this story to boost me up and be like, oh, look at me, like, look what I sold. That's not the point of this. The point of this story is that you got to offer people opportunities. You got to get out of your own head and say, well, they're not going to be interested because of the distance. They're not going to be interested in this program because it's too expensive for them. They're not going to be interested because it's not for them. Those questions that I just said, I answered them. Why am I answering questions that the prospect should be answering? Why am I making assumptions that they're not interested if I don't even present them with an idea? Let them tell me that they're not interested, but I have to ask these questions. I have to present these ideas. I have to ask for the sale. If I'm not asking for the sale, the answer is no. He called me. We talked. We talked about 10 o'clock. I mean, I think it was 9:45. We talked for about 10 minutes. He's in. The agreement is in his inbox. Now, he hasn't signed it yet, so it might blow up in my face. But even if it does, the story stays the same. If I'm not presenting ideas to someone for them to say yes or no to buy, the answer is always no. So I need to ask. We need to ask. And that's what I tell myself a lot. I'm a crazy person. I tell myself that you gotta ask. No, they might be interested. They're not interested because they don't know the idea. Maybe it's a fit. If they come back to me and says, no, that's not a fit. Great. What did I lose? Nothing. He wasn't responding to me anyway. We got to build interest. And we can build interest by asking for the sale. We can ask by presenting a new idea for them. So whether it be asking to upgrade on seats, season tickets, sponsorship, marketing, coming out to a game, getting out on the field, groups, whatever it could be, they can't say yes if we don't ask. The answer is always no if we just keep it in our head and we don't send them opportunities. It sounds really, really stupid and it sounds really, really dumb, but it's true. It's just reiterating these ideas. It's making sure that we're doing what we can to get these sales, to make sure that we're hitting our goals and we're moving forward and we're building business and that we're starting partnerships with people. Because at the end of the day, too, if it's not a good fit for them, it's not a good fit for them. But we don't know what's a good fit for them without presenting an opportunity and asking for the sale. Asking, asking, asking. Presenting and asking. Now, if they say no to one idea, I'm not going to blast them with like 13 other ones back to back to back to back and then annoy them. But you got to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, the answer is always no. If you ask for it and the answer is no, okay, you was no all along. But if you ask for them, they say yes, boom, you got it. So make sure we're asking for the sale. I'm so jazzed up right now. I want you to be jazzed up. I hope the energy is just flowing into your ear holes and that you are just ready to rock and roll. because that's what I want. I want you to ask for sales so you can sell something, so you can dominate, you can be the alpha, you can be the, I actually don't believe in like alpha culture. I think it's pretty stupid. But in this term of what I'm saying, I want you to be the top dog. I want you to be the king of the hill, not from the show, but the game as kids when you were pushing everyone off snowbanks. And if you're not from somewhere with snowbanks, did you, I don't know, then maybe you didn't play King of the Hill. I'm not really sure. But I want you to be that king or queen on top of that mountain. And how you do that is you ask. You ask your prospects and you go out there and you take chances. So follow me on social media. You know all my handles. Like, subscribe, and comment wherever you listen to the podcast. I really hope so. I'm keeping this short because that's what I'm doing. When I get bit by the podcast bug, I am jumping on and doing an episode. They could be sometimes 10 minutes. They could be 5 minutes. They could be 35 minutes. It does not matter. But I'm going to come out with some more content for you because that's what I'm trying to push. I'm trying to grow. And thank you everyone for rocking with me. Telling a friend to tell a friend. Follow me on social media. Like, subscribe, and comment. If you have the opportunity to go sell something, you bet your ass you better go sell something because you got to ask for that sale. Go sell something. Peace.